Black in Red by Max Brand. Chapter 1. Jason and Hardwick. The shade was thick, the wind was cool, and the burro, as usual, was tired. He reached for a long tuft of grass, found it exceedingly succulent, and fixed his grip on another tuft. Andy Connell bestowed a whack upon the rump of the little beast, but his heart was not in the blow, and the burro, being a mind reader like most of his kind, knew that he could stay if he chose. So he leaned a little against the trunk of the nearest tree to ease the weight of the pack and continued to feed, cocking his long ears back and forth when the flies bothered him, or switching his scrubby tail half-heartedly. Andy Connell sat down to put his back to a nearby tree and filled his pipe, and together with the burro, he made such a picture of ease that an age-worn cowpuncher jogging his horse past the place drew rein and let his mustang wander into the shade also.
"Keep that hoss away from that burro," said Andy Connell. "His idea of oats and hay is hoss flesh. At working he's a calf, but at fighting he's a tiger."
The old cowhand chuckled.
"You've come a long trail today, I guess," said he. "Down from the hill yonder," said Connell, and pointed over the roofs of the little town to a brown summit.
"Why," said the other, "that ain't more'n 3 mile."
"Miles don't make much difference to me," said Connell. "Sometimes they's long, sometimes they's short."
And he tapped a rock which lay near him with a hammer which was rarely out of his hand. The rock fell asunder, and Andy Connell picked up one half and examined the fresh grain of the stone which was thus revealed.
"You been prospectin'," surmised the puncher.
"About 30 year, take it off and..."